Hi, and welcome to Creating a Life You Love with Adriana, where we focus on creating a healthy lifestyle centered around Christ, because that is the only way you're going to find true peace, true joy, wherever you are on your faith journey, whether you haven't started, whether you are long into this. I'm sure that you can find some encouragement in this and some benefit to joining me every week for a podcast episode. So I've had this podcast for about 2 years now. And while I've done a full testimony in the beginning, maybe like 2 years ago, I didn't go into all the details. And there's been a lot of things that have happened since I recorded my last episode of how God found me and how I, you know, grew my faith. So I'm just going to talk to you about my testimony, talk about how, you know, my lowest moments brought me to God and how my mess really became my message and the reason why I share the things I do. Before we start, I did put some trigger warnings in the description. So anyway, just check out the description before proceeding with listening to this. But that's the only thing I wanted to mention. So I grew up in a Christian house. My parents both knew that they wanted to raise me Christian, though they were very new to their faith. So though, you know, I heard the name of Jesus a lot, I was raised understanding that, there were a lot of things that they were still learning as well. So it was kind of like we were learning together. I was raised in an Episcopal church, which is just, you know, a denomination of Christianity. And it kind of made me a little bit bored of church. I didn't understand what was going on. I was a little bit confused. And I do remember when I was about like 9, 10, I would write prayers in my little diary, and I would, you know, talk to God. But there were some other things at this time that was really clouding my view of God. So from here, I went to middle school, right? I was about 11, 12, I don't know, however old I was. And I strayed away from my faith, as one does in middle school. There were so many other influences around me, and I was very insecure, so it was easy for me to just follow the crowd. I remember my first day of middle school, I found like a good Christian group of girls. I noticed that they weren't like the popular ones, you know, so I thought. And so I would constantly be like switching lunch tables, trying to find, you know, the people that I thought were cool. And I ended up finding some people that I believed were cool. And unfortunately, you know, they had a lot of things that they had issues with, and they doubted God a lot. And because they doubted God, I started to doubt God too. Like my whole life always said, oh my gosh, instead of, you know, OMG, never use the Lord's name in vain. And, this is definitely, and you know, if you come to Christ later on in your life, then it may be harder of a habit to like stop. But I was very used to saying, oh my gosh. And I specifically remember during this time, I purposely would use the Lord's name in vain because all my friends were doing it. It was like the thing to do. And looking back, that makes me so sad because it's like I was just so easily led by other people. And I was very insecure, struggled with body image, you know, from a young age. And I saw a lot of validation from guys, because I was, you know, bullied for the way I looked or for what I ate. My mom always packed me like very healthy food, and children don't always love the smell of like a tuna salad or like salmon or broccoli at the lunch table. And so my mom was like really sweet, always made me like these wonderful meals, and everyone would just like laugh because they'd be like, ew, what's that smell? And so funny thing to be bullied for, but that goes way back to when I was in kindergarten. That's when I started getting bullied for that. So just crazy how kids are mean. And then towards the end of middle school, I really started to be getting bullied in the way that rumors were spread about me around school. And like I said, I was seeking validation from guys. And because of this, it was very easy for me to not stand up for myself and to kind of let people walk all over me. So I really struggled with friendships here. And I was just so upset. Now, in the beginning of 2019, early 2019, I met this guy, and this guy was a Christian, okay? And something was a little bit different about him. He was like happy, and it was weird because most of my friends were not happy. And I was like, how are you happy? And, you know, apparently he was a Christian. And so we started hanging out as friends and, you know, just spending a lot of time together. He didn't push God on me. But I truly believe that God sent him into my life so that I would, you know, think that this guy is so cool and then want to, you know, believe what he believes. So it was kind of like I was following what he believed, but at least what he believed was good and not like corrupt, like what a lot of the other people believed at my school. So anyway, we started talking, and I moved to this new high school while we were talking. And at this high school, I was really escaping the old school I was at. I was like, you know, I'm going to get a fresh start here. This is going to be a new place, new me. And I think a lot of times we try to run away from our problems to another place thinking that everything will be solved, when really, if we don't change our hearts, don't change what's inside, the same things are going to happen over and over again. So what do you think happened? Well, I sought validation from other people. I was very insecure. Rumors were spread about me. I was, you know, losing friends, and I was very unhappy. And it's because I brought the same me with me to this school. And so it was the end of 2019, and I was struggling so much with my body image. I didn't even want to leave the house. I was like, no, I don't want anyone to see me. I look horrible. I was just so scared, just so anxiety. It's just so much anxiety. And so I hit a breaking point where I begged my parents to let me leave school. I was like, I will do anything, like, just let me leave this place, because it truly felt like a prison. And so they finally agreed. And I wanted to be homeschooled because there was no way I was going back to school. It felt like prison to me, right? And right when I left school, the whole world shut down. It was like everyone followed me. Like, everyone was like, oh, Adriana's leaving school. COVID hit. I'll leave school too. No, I'm just kidding. But it really felt like that, because I left school end of 2019, going into 2020. And 2020, January, I started homeschool. And then the whole world shut down and everything was online. So it was kind of cool because I felt like I wasn't missing out on anything because everyone was home anyway. So anyway, that was really interesting. But yeah, I started homeschool, and this was truly the best thing for me. So I was running away from my problems here as well, but this time it worked out for me. This time running away from my problems at this high school really did work out, because while I was being homeschooled, I had all this time on my hands. And I remember, I think it was like Chloe Ting was like super popular, you know, the ab workouts, all of that. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to start working out. So I started working out, and, you know, I needed something to do with my time. And I started getting into like self-development. So I started listening to, you know, different podcasts and working out and just, you know, doing more productive things with my time. But unfortunately, the body image issues just got worse. So now, with this whole new love of working out, I used working out as punishment for my body. And so I know a lot of girls can relate to this. I feel like during COVID was the time where, you know, maybe a lot of girls got into working out, but it was more of like an unhealthy obsession, at least from what I see online. Like, it seems like a lot of girls went through the same thing. But yeah, so during this time, I was working out because I hated the way I looked. And I was very thin. I was always very thin. And I think this kind of stems from not eating enough food at school because I never really ate my lunch for many years because I was scared of what people thought. But yeah, so I was already very thin, yet I wanted to be thinner. I saw all these models and just all these, you know, social media people that just had this body that I so desired. And a lot of times it really wasn't a healthy body. What's healthy for one person may not be healthy for someone else, but a lot of models that I was looking at, what I didn't know was that they struggled with food. They struggled with, you know, body image and all these things. And I was looking up to them, which was really, really bad. And so I started to get this disordered mindset of food. I started to try to eat as little as possible and, you know, do a lot of cardio, a lot of ab workouts. And I thought that this would make me happy. I thought, okay, once I get this body type, I'm going to be happy. And I wasn't, because I kept, you know, I achieved that body type, but I didn't even think I achieved it. I was so unhappy with myself and the way I looked. I couldn't see myself through this distorted lens. And I had, you know, body dysmorphia for sure. And this was really, really unfortunate. Now, I never got diagnosed to have an eating disorder. And I feel like a lot of girls don't, because, you know, there's specific things that you have to meet for that to actually qualify as an eating disorder and for you to like get help for that. But I think a lot of my friends struggled with disordered eating, disordered mindset about your body. And it was just really, really damaging. But I started listening to sermons at this time. I started listening to just like little simple church sermons online from like some big churches. And since I was already into self-development of like, you know, reading books about productivity and all these things, it was kind of like this, you know, next step of like, okay, I'm going to just see what this God stuff is about, you know? And now 2020 goes by and, you know, I'm working out. I still have like this disordered mindset of food, but 2021 comes around and life was starting to get a little bit better. I attended this seminar, and during this seminar, it was like this mindset, you know, self-development seminar. And during this, I went through this process of envisioning my two options in my life, envisioning my life if I stayed the same where I was now, if I continued to, you know, go down this path of underfueling my body and overworking myself. And the seminar that was run by someone named Tony Robbins, he had you envision like the worst possible things that could possibly happen if you were to continue on this negative path that you're on. And when I envisioned this, it really, really shook me, because I was like, wow, if I, you know, keep treating my body poorly, I'm going to be so sick and I'm not going to be able to do anything fun with my life. I'm not going to be able to do anything. I'm going to be bedridden if I keep up on this track. And then he had you envision like the best possible outcome if you were to overcome whatever you're struggling with. And during this process, it was like this breaking point of like, wow, something needs to change. And 2021 was really a breaking point of, you know, getting out of this disordered mindset of food. So I was now dating this guy that, you know, I started talking to in 2019. So it's 2021 now. And he got me into lifting at the gym. Okay. And I'm talking about like lifting like deadlifts, bench, squat. And like that was pretty different from where I came from, which was ab workouts, cardio, you know, incredibly different. And so all on my For You page, all on my social media, it was all about girls lifting heavy. And it started to become a trend. And I was like, I kind of like this trend. Now, 2021, I started reading my Bible. Because like I said, I was listening to some sermons here and there in 2020. And so 2021, I started listening or started reading my Bible. However, I still had one foot in the world and one foot with God. I was saved from an early age, I believe. When I was younger, I accepted Jesus into my heart. I had the Holy Spirit. I knew what a lot of the things that I was doing was wrong, but I did not turn away from them. And I forgot to mention this, but starting as early as middle school, maybe even earlier, I struggled with a lot of lustful thoughts and just became very addicted to that, anything sexual. And I knew that I wanted to wait till marriage, you know, to have sex. And I knew that this was something that I wanted to do, but I didn't understand the difference between virginity and purity. So anyway, 2021, going back to that, I struggled a lot with anger and many different things, but a big one was purity. I did not have a pure mind. And so I was reading the Bible, but I wasn't fully grasping that, you know, this concept of being pure. I had this mindset of, oh, well, like I can get as close to the line as possible as long as I don't actually do the deed, you know, like as long as I don't do anything like that, like that's fine. I can get as close to the line as possible. During this time of walking very close to the line, I had this memory come up, and I'm just gonna be very, very vulnerable here, which is a little bit difficult, but I never shared, you know, this before, but a memory came up that I was sexually assaulted as a child. And so I had blocked out this memory for a while. And apparently this is something that happens. A lot of times when kids have trauma happen to them at a young age, their brain blocks it out because it's so painful, and it's kind of like this coping mechanism. And so I didn't realize that I even had experienced this. And I was like, kind of very, very disturbed, right? And I reflected on my childhood, and I was looking back in this moment when I had this memory come to my mind, and I was like, oh my goodness, this one event that happened when I was maybe 4 years old, right? It stuck with me and caused me to go down this path of sexual immorality. Now, part of me was like, why would God let this happen? Like, why would God let this happen to an innocent child, right? We live in this fallen world, right? Ever since Adam and Eve ate the apple in the garden, right? Sinned against God. We live in this fallen world, and Satan is the ruler of this world, though he doesn't have power over God because God has power over him. When Jesus died on the cross, Jesus defeated the enemy. He defeated the darkness in the way that when you become a believer, when you become a Christian, you have authority over the devil. However, we haven't reached Jesus' second coming, and his second coming would include the full defeat of the enemy, where the enemy is just cast out forever, you know, and there's no way he can ever get to us again. While the Lord has control of everything, he allows the enemy to do certain things. If you read the book of Job, you see that the enemy asks God if he can tempt Job. And, you know, he says, hey, God, like Job worships you only because you give him these blessings. Why don't I tempt him? And God gives him permission, like, sure, go ahead. But humans have free will. So this free will in our life, every person has, which can cause these issues. So because humans have this, you know, inclination of maybe sinning, and some have been conditioned to maybe do evil, right? Because of this, there's some messed up stuff that happens in our world. And I started to realize that. I started to go to therapy because I was like, okay, so this memory that came up, didn't know I had, and I definitely need to talk to someone about this. So I started going to therapy. Now, therapy did help me process this a little bit, but it also made things a little bit worse because I wasn't fully surrendering these things to the Lord. Oh, my iPad just died. Okay, hold on. Okay, I just am pulling out my notes on my phone here because if I don't have my notes, I'm definitely going to go off topic and I don't want to make this a 2-hour podcast here. So anyway, where were we? Okay. We can just use my phone. So I was kind of struggling, right? So when I say kind of, I mean really struggling, right? And so I really dove into the Bible in 2021. I was like, oh my goodness, like I cannot do this without God. And so I started reading the Bible and I started in the Gospels. Actually, no, I started in Genesis first, the beginning of the Bible. And I had grown up like hearing about the Bible stories, right? But I didn't fully grasp all of it. And so when I started reading Genesis, I had someone tell me who was a Christian, you know, don't start reading Genesis, start reading the Gospels, because Genesis, when you first start reading the Bible, can be really heavy. And it's really good to understand, you know, Jesus' life and who Jesus is before getting into anything else. So I decided to start in the Gospels, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's in the New Testament. There is this fly. There's this fly going around in here. I don't know if you can see it, but there's this fly that's going around in here. So anyway, I hope it doesn't bite me. But yes, so I dove into the Bible. And from this point, my body image issues started to slowly go away, but not fully, because I was kind of just shifting the problem. I mentioned earlier that I had got into lifting heavy. And because I was lifting heavy, I started getting obsessed with building muscle and lifting a bunch of weight. And so instead of having this mindset of, oh, I need to be thinner, I had this mindset of, oh, I need to have more muscle. I need to look like that girl. I need to lift as much weight as that girl or that guy even. And this wasn't healthy, but I was coming out of the stage of restricting my food intake. So that was thankfully really good. So anyway, I started reading the Bible, and 2021, I started posting on social media. I started posting about food because, like I said, I was coming out of this disordered mindset of food, and I started to love it. I started to cook a lot, started to make new recipes, and I was really just enjoying that. So I'm like, why don't I share about this on Instagram? So I made my first post May 2021, and from there, I just started posting like weekly recipes, you know, the things that I was making. And yeah, that was pretty fun. Now, January 2022, I went through a breakup. So I dated this guy about a year and we broke up. And the reason for this breakup, I was really growing in my faith and really wanting to read the Bible, wanting to, you know, go to church. I was really passionate about reading the Bible. And there wasn't this level of excitement from him. I wanted to have that same interest. I want him to have that same interest that I had. And we were just kind of going on different paths in life. We weren't really getting along. And we just realized mutually that it was time to just end things. But this was really hard because this was my first breakup. And, you know, it was difficult. So anyway, if you've been through a breakup, you know. And at this time, I dove into the Bible even more because I was so devastated. I was like, oh my gosh, like I feel so alone now. And I had good friends, really good friends, but I still felt very alone. One of my friends had just gotten married. One of my friends was going off to college. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to be alone forever. You know, that whole freaking out mindset. So I really leaned on God, which was the biggest blessing. And I also started to post about my faith on Instagram. I realized that a healthy lifestyle does not matter if you don't have God at the center of it. You can eat all the healthy foods you want. You can do all the journaling you want, go to all the therapy. But if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, if you don't have a relationship where you are actively speaking with him every day, you're not going to have that peace. You can take care of your outward appearance, but you got to take care of your inner heart, your inner self as well, your spiritual health. And so, yeah, that's when I started posting a lot on social media and just about my faith and trying to encourage like other people to pursue a relationship with God. during 2022, I struggled still with sexual temptation. Just a lot, really. And just to be completely frank here, I remember journaling and asking God, why am I so depressed? Like, I'm following you, God, but I feel so empty. I feel so empty. And in my journal, I also wrote right on the bottom of that, I'm still struggling with sexual temptation, all the things that our society says will make us happy, I was getting into. And it brought me really far from God. I was still getting in my Bible, you know, a few times a week, praying to God, but there wasn't that surrendering everything to Him. And because I wasn't surrendering everything to Him, I still had a lot of pain. Yes, I went to therapy for trauma, but I didn't go to God for the trauma that happened to me. I didn't give it to God. And so I was made new in Christ, right? But that doesn't mean that you can go on sinning. Yes, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He forgave you for all the sins that you've committed, all the sins that you will commit. And when you are made new in Christ, you are forgiven. The old you is crucified with Christ. It says that in Romans. The old you is crucified in Christ. However, you can't continue on to sin. You can't continue to live in your sin, even though you're forgiven. God shows grace, yes, but don't continue to, you know, take advantage of that grace. We have these old thought patterns and maybe these old like habits that are conditioned. You know, we're conditioned to believe. And so when you flip the switch and you decide to follow Christ, these habits don't always go away overnight. The habit of, you know, pulling out your computer to watch something you know you shouldn't be watching, or to have lustful thoughts about other people. If you've been conditioned your whole life to do that, chances are it may not go away overnight. And so I had to really surrender these thoughts to God. Now, 2022, it was a year of me holding on to these things, still kind of seeking validation from guys. And even though I was single, there was still a part of me that wanted some attention, you know, and I didn't think that I was going on dates. I thought I was just friends with guys, but really they were dates. And I was just very, very naive, guys. So we get into 2023, and I was still struggling with these things on and off. And I know God had so much grace for me. He was really, really encouraging me to get rid of this, but I would just keep falling. And I think the reason why was because I kept putting myself in temptation's way. It says in the Bible, God says, "Do not let the enemy get a foothold." But the Lord will always provide a way out of temptation. And I didn't take that way out. I kept giving in. So early 2023, it got to a point where I made a change because I was so fed up with myself. I was posting more about God on social media, and I kind of realized that, wow, I'm held to a higher standard. These people are looking up to me. Yet I am still falling back into sin. And that, oh my gosh, I mean, I felt very guilty about that for a long time. And the Lord is thankfully, you know, helping me not feel guilty, helping me to realize that He holds no record of wrong. But anyway, so yeah, early 2023, I made a change. And throughout the next few months, I met this guy. So we're 2023 here in the summer. I met this guy at the gym, and he was a Christian, and we decided to do a Bible study together. And this Bible study was on how to share your faith. It was on this book called On Guard. And I was really excited to have like another believer to like do this with. I thought we were just going to be friends, right? I was like, oh, a great guy friend. Now, if you haven't listened to my episodes on singleness, relationships, breakups, go listen to them because I talk about how it's really hard for guys and girls to just be friends. So August 2023 comes around and we decide to date. Through a lot of prayer and a lot of like intentionally asking the Lord, you know, what to do, we decided to start dating. And this was wonderful. I grew so much in this time. We prayed together. We read the Bible together. We did Bible studies together. We really grew together in Christ. However, like I said, I surrendered a lot to the Lord with sexual temptation early 2023. However, when you are getting in a relationship, sometimes those things can come back up. And it did. And we caught ourselves and we realized, oh, we can't have these lustful thoughts. You know, we have to put an end to this. And we were very quick about doing that, which was really good. However, since we both came from rocky pasts, rocky relationships, we struggled in this new relationship that was centered on Christ. We really struggled to figure out what a healthy relationship looked like. And I was putting him on a pedestal above God, really. I was so excited that I had this Christian, you know, boyfriend. This not just Christian, but like a man of God. And I was so excited that I put him on a pedestal. So that wasn't good. And I was still reading my Bible, still praying, still doing Bible studies, going to church. But I hadn't surrendered fully to God. And I also should mention, during this time, my mindset about my body really started to shift. I started to lose the pridefulness, lose the obsession with my body, slowly but surely. And it was really, really helping me out because I wasn't being so insecure anymore of my body. So that was amazing. But anyway, so November comes around and we break up. Not really what I was expecting, because I was like, oh my gosh, like this great godly guy, surely we're going to be together for a while, you know, or forever. But we broke up in November, and we broke up because we needed to spend time with the Lord alone. We were like mutually agreed that it was time to take time away from each other. And at first we were like, okay, like we will see each other in a month and we'll see how things are going. But then we decided, okay, we're not going to do that. We're just going to let the Lord bring us back together if that is his will. To make a long story short, this breakup brought me to my knees. Like literally, I started praying on my knees. Never have done that before. My prayers grew so much. They got so much stronger. I realized that I was putting the gym above God. I was putting my body above God. So I fully surrendered that to him. I took some time off the gym. I was making it a priority to read my Bible every single day, to pray every single day, multiple times a day. Because truly, like, the Lord was my daily bread during this breakup. I was so distraught during this breakup. I couldn't eat. It was hard to sleep. I was in so much pain. The only thing that could fix me was the Lord, because not even movies helped. Not even scrolling on my phone, trying to forget the pain. Like, nothing helped. No distractions helped. Only God. Only time with God. And so this breakup was exactly what I needed. And from November to January, I spent time with God every single day. And I was starting to become aware of the things that needed to be surrendered, like I said, you know, the need for validation from others, the way I was focusing on my looks, the lustful thoughts. And I made a conscious effort to run from these things, run the opposite direction, and just chase the Lord. And so during this time, I forgot to mention, but throughout the past 4 years, since 2020, I have been dealing with back pain, with neck pain. I then eventually realized that I had Lyme disease, so that was a whole nother thing. I was really struggling, and the pain started to get really bad where I had chronic fatigue, still do, knee pain, neck pain, so achy that it was even hard to work out. And I had to stop martial arts because I was in so much pain. This was all during the breakup. But through this pain, I was seeking the Lord, and that helped tremendously. Now, January or late December, the end of December, the Lord brought me and my ex at that time back together in the same place, miraculously. And I talked about that story in my episode on relationships, so I'm not going to go so into that right now. But we, after prayerfully going to the Lord, decided to get back together. We had both had a lot of change in our lives just in a few, these few months, so much change in our lives that we were very aware of the things that once were hurting our previous relationship. We knew that we could, you know, change these things. We knew what to do. And though we were not perfect by any means, we had struggles. And while we had a lot of struggles still, one big thing that was removed was our lustful hearts. And that was removed, which was amazing. Like, we just surrendered that to the Lord. And so that really helped the starting point of our relationship in January. And so we're still, you know, together now. And though we still have struggles, we have sought the Lord through it and we're growing through it together. And it's just so beautiful to see when you really put the Lord first in your life, everything just falls into place. And it may take some time because there are still things that I'm working on. I'm still working on some phobias that I have, OCD, emetophobia, if you're familiar with that. And so I'm working through these things and surrendering them daily to the Lord. And I'll probably do a whole separate episode on, you know, OCD, anxiety, maybe those things, mental health, because that's a long conversation. But yeah, so this was really, really cool. Now, back to the pain that I had in my body. Physical pain can make you complain. It can make you complain and become bitter, and that's what it did to me. So, January, I started to become very bitter about the pain in my body. Actually, I was bitter for a while about the pain in my body, but it was revealed to me that I kept complaining about it. So my friend, she had a vision from the Lord. And in this vision, it basically was the Lord revealing to her that I was stuck in this cylinder, stuck in this, you know, these thorns around me, and I was stuck there. And the reason why I was stuck there was because there was some repentance that needed to take place. And so the Lord told her to go to Job, a specific chapter in Job, where Job is complaining to God about what he's going through. And so my friend told me this and told me that once I repented and surrendered these things to the Lord, and there was also some other details in here about fasting and prayer, but once I did these things, I would be free in green pastures. And this was really interesting, green pastures, because I was seeing Psalm 23 come up all the time. And I want to pull up Psalm 23, actually, because this is just a good thing to read. But so Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." And it goes on. I would definitely recommend to go read it. But Psalm 23 kept coming up months before this and, you know, weeks leading up to this vision that she had. So anyway, she told me this vision. I knew what I needed to do. And I repented of this bitter and complaining attitude I had. And the Lord has really just changed my heart in that. And it's been really beautiful to see. Just the past few months since November to now, the growth that I have made is more than my entire life, like, put together, like, just in these few months, just this amazing growth has been made. And that is what the Lord does. He expedites your healing. He expedites your growth. You might have to sit in the mud for a period of time so that you really learn to lean on him. You might have to sit in the mud so that you realize these things that are inside you, these things that are causing your pain. He might have you go through this so that you can come out stronger. And that's what happened to me. So these, 4 years, I guess my story really started in 2020 of coming to Christ. I also talked about my childhood in 2019, but these past 4 or 5 years, God has brought me through a lot. I mean, I struggled with suicidal thoughts, with self-harm, and the Lord delivered me from that. He delivered me from that. And I can confidently say nothing else, nothing of going to alcohol or going to boys or going to, sexual desires, giving into those, none of that made me happy. None of that gave me joy. None of that gave me peace. And our world tells us that, oh, more money will make you happy. Better looks will make you happy. None of it will make you happy because happiness is fleeting, but the peace and joy that the Lord will give you when you fully surrender everything to him, that is eternal. And I know I may have some Christians listening into this and saying, well, I don't feel that peace. I don't have that joy. I go to church every week and I believe in God my whole life and I don't have any joy. I was in that similar position where I called myself a Christian, yet I wasn't in communication with God every single day. And because I wasn't, because he wasn't my close friend, because he wasn't my father that I went to all the time, I didn't have that peace. It says in the Bible, in James 1, I believe, or James 5, I'm sorry, don't quote me on this, but it says that even the demons believe in God. Even the demons believe. And so someone can say that they believe in God, but to fully surrender everything to him means you have to have faith and you have to show your faith by what you do. You show your faith by spending time with him, by doing the things he wants you to do. So quite a long journey, and maybe you can relate with me in some of these. Maybe you're still going through some of these. And please, like if I can say anything, if you aren't reading your Bible every single day, daily, I mean, even if you've never touched your Bible, just start reading it once a week. You need to read your Bible. Like you need to read God's word. If you're wondering why you don't hear God speaking to you, maybe it's because you are not knowing what his voice sounds like because you're not in his word. The Bible provides this comfort like no other. So start in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Start learning about Jesus' life, about who he is, how he came to save you. And so where am I now in my journey, right? Where am I now? Well, a few months ago, I had this vision, and the Lord sent me this vision of 2 olive oil bottles. One was empty, one was full. And the one that was full, the olive oil was thick. It was like sludge. The full olive oil that was like sludge was being poured into the empty bottle of olive oil. But it wasn't pouring because it was sludge. So the one bottle was still sludge and the other bottle was still empty. And so I had a feeling that I should tell one of my friends about this. And then she told me a little while later the meaning of this vision, what she felt God speaking to her. I was the bottle of olive oil that was filled with sludge. And God was wanting to purify my, this bottle so that this bottle can flow freely to the other bottle. I was the bottle of olive oil that was sludge, and God wanted to purify me so that I could flow freely to other believers. And so when I had this vision, I was walking, I went out to dinner, and I was walking past this furniture store, and I saw this bottle. This is the bottle that I had in my vision, which is really cool, very similar at least. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get that bottle. So anyway, now I have this and it's been sitting on my little like stand over there and I've looked at it every single day. And so obviously I know what this vision means, right? But I don't know what to do with it. Last week, I've been really practicing just sitting in silence, because that's how you have the Lord speak to you a lot of times. Now, maybe not every time that you sit in the silence, but over time, you're going to learn what the Lord's voice sounds like when you put down your phone, when you put down distractions, and when you just listen. So anyway, last week, I was feeling really burnt out from social media, right? And the Lord just whispered in my ear, I want you to take some time off. And my first initial thought when I had this, you know, vision of this, and when my friend told me what it meant, my first thought was, I need to take some time off social media. But I brushed this off because I didn't want to do that. I have been on social media since 2021. Why would I want to stop? And it was just the Lord telling me, you just need to take a little bit of a break. Not forever, just a little bit of a break. And so I heard this 1 month in my head. And so no matter how much I tried to fight this, the Lord said, just do this. Please take a month off. And I just felt this voice inside of me, not this audible voice, but just this voice inside of me of this friend that cared for me. God, my friend, Jesus, my friend, who cared for me and wanted me to take this time off so he could fully purify me. So with that being said, I'm going to be taking a month off of podcasting, a month off of Instagram, but I will be back. I will be back. And I wanted to leave you with this testimony of the amazing things the Lord has done in my life for the past, well, my entire life. And there are a lot more details I could go into, but that would probably take like 5 hours, and we don't have that. So I really hope this encouraged you. I hope that you could gain something from this. You could see how Jesus works in your life once you surrender to him. I just really hope that this could be of encouragement to you and a testament of the amazing things that the Lord is capable of doing. Everyone's story looks a little bit different. Your story probably looks different. But I just share this with such encouragement to you, that the Lord can truly do anything if you allow him, if you give up the reins of your life and let him take control. Just me doing that the past 6 months, like, the Lord has changed my world completely. So please, if you're not already getting in your Bible, if you're not already praying daily, do that. Please, like, I'm just encouraging you, because it really saved my life. Jesus saved my life. Not just the act of checking it off your list, but the act of surrendering your mornings to him, reading the Bible in the mornings, putting down your phone and listening to his voice. And I could talk about this all day, but for now, please follow the podcast if you did enjoy this episode. Go on YouTube if you aren't on YouTube, because I, you know, showed some visual images of this bottle of olive oil that I have, or not of olive oil, but this bottle that I have. So if you want to see what that looked like, or, you know, my facial expressions or whatever that may be, go on YouTube or Spotify, because Spotify also has video. With that being said, I will talk to you very soon. I just really hope that you can maybe take some time off social media yourself, maybe spend more time with the Lord, hopefully spend more time with the Lord, and just watch the amazing things that he does in your life. Because when you surrender your life to God, that is when you will truly live a life you love. So anyway, with that being said, I will see you next time. Have a wonderful, wonderful few weeks until I see you. Bye-bye.